Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to go to California for a second. California. Recall election September 14 against Gavin Newsom. Talked about it a lot on this show. Some new information on Larry Elder, who is the front runner to replace Newsom if they vote to recall him. You know, in my view, this whole recall business out in California is so badly flawed. I think it comes close to being unconstitutional, it may be, and I'll tell you why. The first part of the ballot just says, do you recall Gavin Newsom? If 51% of people or 50.1% of people say yes, and 49.9% say no, he gets recalled by a very small margin. Then there is a second ballot that by law Newsom can't appear on. It has 46 people on it, and whoever gets the most votes wins. A guy could win with 22% of the vote, very, very small amount. The guy who's ahead in that one is Larry Elder, right-wing radio talk show host. He advocates a zero minimum wage. Well, a former fiance of his just filed a police report against him, or a police complaint, said that he held a gun on her, that he continually was abusive towards her, always called her the B word. That's the only way he would refer to her. Wanted to get her to get a tattoo on her back that said Larry's girl. No, they smoke marijuana all the time. And he kept pressuring her to engage in threesomes. In other words, another woman and the girlfriend and him in bed. This is the guy who's very likely going to be the governor of California. The only thing that's criminal about all that is pulling the gun on her. Only, come on, you're talking governor of California now. Remember, Ronald Reagan was governor of California. I mean, this is the governor of California. Give me a break. Going to the lines. Lines are lighting up. And I'll take you. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Bill of Oconomowoc.
Good morning, Matt. I liked your topic on voter suppression and gerrymandering and the whole deal. And many of your listeners maybe don't remember, but boy, when it got ugly was when Scott Walker was our governor. As you recall, there was a petition to recall him. And that vote, I am convinced, was not in favor of Walker, but they did everything to make it in favor of Walker. But here's what they did in retribution. They published all the names of people that voted to recall the man, which I think is wrong. And then people who, like, if you had a company that was very Republican, people were fired. People lost their jobs because they voted. Because they voted. That's how bad these Republicans can make it. And we had such a mess with the investigation into Walker and how they were investigating people, and they put up such a fight, they got away with it. They literally got away with it. They were appalled that people's homes were raided. Well, look, if you did something wrong and your home gets raided, don't be appalled. They thought because they were Republicans, they had no people had no right to touch them. These people are not untouchable. These people are not above the law. But they have taken advantage of our vote because they can't win in a fair election. They know that. So they storm the Capitol. They kill people. They do whatever is necessary to maintain power. That's what you see in foreign countries. The difference between the Taliban and the far right, I'm not so sure what it is. Thanks again, and have a great day, Matt.
All right. Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate it. Yeah, and I want to go back to the Walker thing. You're absolutely right. People did get fired. A guy who was a judge in Ozaukee County lost his judgeship. It was in an election, but, and one of the things that people don't remember is there was a grand jury looking at that, and there was significant evidence that Walker had collaborated, that there was linkage between the Walker campaign and the donors who had the privilege of contributing unlimited and large amounts of money so long as they didn't coordinate with the campaign itself. And they were closing in on him. And what happened was the Republican Supreme Court ruled that it was okay to collaborate. In other words, completely changed the law to exonerate him retroactively. And then the prosecutors, and I know them, one was a federal prosecutor, one was a state prosecutor, two of the, and one was a Republican, the federal prosecutor. Both of them got sued. Both of them were attacked. And there is a doctrine. There is a doctrine that gives immunity to judges and prosecutors. And it's necessary. Why? Because if a judge presides over the trial and you lose, you can't sue him for negligence or defaming you or something. And a prosecutor, the same thing. They push that aside to harass these prosecutors and demoralize them. They're both strong men. They stood tall, but it sent a signal to prosecutors. Let me say a very unpleasant fact. I've said before, the Republicans cannot be trusted with money. They cannot be trusted with government. They will deliberately undermine and subvert the democracy, attack prosecutors themselves, attack police officers if necessary, to achieve the objectives of their donors. Have I put that bluntly enough? Is somebody getting that, ultimately understanding that? Okay, we're going back to the lines. Pizza Box Mike, my friend, my co-host, Pizza Box Mike, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Pizza Box Mike?
Welcome to Wisconsin. You're among terrorists, Trump terrorists. Hey, listen, you see that the dynamic D-bag duo is back in Wisconsin, right? College
what?
Roommates, Boston Priebus. You know, they used to trade skid marks in college. And now what? He's put Priebus in charge of wasting $680,000 to continue the Trump lie. I'd like to ask both of them what Trump taint tastes like.
Well, here's the deal, Peacebox Mike. This is the Matt Flynn Direct Show. Yours is a edgier, a must-listen to, must-listen. Pizzabox Mike, my friend, co-host, listen at noon on Saturday. He will lay down some word. He really will lay down some word. Here's the deal. I mean, here's the deal. Give me a break. First of all, they say they're going to raise it. They're raising it out of your pocket, and they're raising it out of my pocket. They use tax dollars for this stuff. They use tax dollars. They said it was going to cost 40 grand and 9 grand to each of the gorillas, 40 to the muscle, 44, 9 to the gorillas. Now it's 680 or something. That's baloney too. It's going to get to be millions out of your tax dollars. That's number one. Number two, Voss is a very close friend of Priebus. They're now going to issue subpoenas, apparently, claim Gableman wanted it. They're going to go around. The gorillas are going to scare the old ladies, okay? And the idea is to undermine our democracy. I got news for them. I got news for them. This is a tough state, okay? We sent regiments to Shiloh and to Bull Run. In Antietam, in Gettysburg, they came out of Racine, Milwaukee, Madison, Janesville, La Crosse, a lot of places. We're not going to get pushed around. The guerrillas, if a guerrilla shows up and you're an investigator from Voss in your office, throw him out. Get him out. If he flashes a badge, send the restrooms down the hall. Or step out of the office. You don't have to stay there. If the guerrillas come, they're not welcome. Okay, Pizza Box Mike, a must listen to. Noon on Saturday. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your name, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, let's remember the first John Doe investigation should have strung Walker up by his heels. And,
right,
and,
right.
He was Scott Walker's campaign was communicating directly with Scott Walker's county office. I mean, that's Keith Gilks, the campaign manager, was sending to make sure there's no problems. About the problems at the O'Donnell Street garage that collapsed and killed the kid. Scott Walker has blood on his hands from that because he ignored problems in infrastructure, not directly, but when you ignore your infrastructure to that degree and somebody dies, you are culpable or responsible for that. And it's just disgusting, you know, that, and for these gorillas going around, if they tap their gun or flash their gun or show it, you know, pull their coat up so you can see their gun, you call the cops and you have them arrested for I can't think of the word off the top of my head right now, intimidation, but there's a different word for it other than, you know, it is intimidation because that those guys, they're no longer cops. And yeah, maybe they have the right to carry a gun, but they have no legal, real law enforcement authority anymore, other than we're goons for Gableman and goons for Voss and his tribe of, I hate to even say flying monkeys, because if you actually read The Wizard of Oz, you know, the flying monkeys were just held in place because the witch had there had a magic cap that held the power over him. What magic cap does Walker have? Does Voss have, or the Republicans have over these guys that they just are willing to be the Republican Party's flying monkeys and just do whatever their bidding is? I mean, do these Republicans really want to get what they apparently want to get, which is a mob state in this country? And do they forget what happens and when you get that kind of mentality here? Because it ain't pretty. If you ever seen The Godfather, the warring sides go to war and people end up dying in restrooms and dying in restaurants, and with the amount of firearms that people have around this country right now, it is just not inconceivable that there could be true violence, because they apparently, and they have no problem with violence. They have no problem with using violence to achieve their ends. They would have been perfectly happy if they would have succeeded on January 6th, the Republican Party in Wisconsin would have been glad to see that happen, and they would be happily worshiping Donald Trump at this moment. They'd be sitting at his feet looking with adoring eyes at the orange, you know, menace filling his diapers, and they'd be saying, oh, that just smells like roses.
Yeah, no, you're raising some good points. And you're getting the message out and everybody else who calls in. I want to get this message out. Our democracy is under attack, and you may not believe it. You may think, oh, I've had a comfortable life. Truth of the matter is, I remember my dad used to vote. I voted and blah, blah, blah. Yes, that was true in the past. That's not true now. The Republican Party will subvert it. And I don't mean, you know, there are always things like, oh, the election got stolen and all that. I mean, actually subvert it. You know, there are bills in, for instance, Georgia and some of the other swing states that say that the Secretary of State, who's elected statewide, and the elections boards don't get to count the votes. The legislatures, which are gerrymandered Republican, get to count the votes. Remember Stalin's dictum. Joseph Stalin murdered 20 million people. And he once said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. The Republicans ultimately are using voter suppression any way they can, but the ultimate holy grail for them is they get to count the votes by their legislatures, and they are crooked. You understand that? They're crooked. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.